Hey everybody, this is Damian G from the Big Gold Belt Podcast. And if you're located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area like I am, and you have an old school gaming arcade itch you want to scratch, I suggest you go to Free Play Arcade that has three locations throughout the DFW area in Arlington, Richardson, and Fort Worth, respectively. It's got all your classic arcade faves from Pac-Man to Pinball to Street Fighter II. It is your one-stop shop for all your arcade needs. Add to that a full-fledged bar with multiple beers on tap, along with impeccable and strict cleaning and social distancing protocols. It's been rated 5 stars by the Dallas Morning News for 4 years running. That is Free Play Arcade. You can find us at freeplayinc.com/savethearcade, where if you want to contribute and you can't make it out to the arcade, you can purchase gift cards, swag, t-shirts, stickers, coasters, and the like. That is freeplayinc.com/savethearcade, and I hope to see you there. Hey everyone, Damian G here on Damian G Daily. This is actually going to be a subscriber-produced content. They made a donation to my Cash App, my Cash App coach Damian G. So with the person with the initials XV as their tag name, I am doing this for you. If you followed my career the last couple of months during the pandemic and the shutdown, myself and Coach Sarah had been doing the Damian's Advocate podcast, and they wanted to know my stance and feedback regarding the worst dates I have ever been on. That is what they wanted, and they will get that. But before I do that, let me just preface this. I am a relationship guy. I have dated casually in the past. It has not worked out in my favor. I don't do the casual dating just for the sake of the fuckery, to quote Dio. I do it because I actually wanted to be with said person. Probably with the exception of one of the people I've seriously dated in my life. And that's another story for another day. But 97% of every person I've dated seriously and have been in a committed relationship to, I wanted to be in said relationship. So to answer the question, what is Damian's worst first date? Now, the people who know me well enough know this date in question. It is something I often bring up every so often, and it makes me laugh whenever I think about it. So here it is. I'm going to paint the picture for you. There was a restaurant in New York City. I don't know if it's still around. It's called Blockheads Burrito. Now, when I got out of graduate school, that was the Dallas BBQ's version of Tex-Mex. Whereas Dallas BBQ's, for those who know New York and knows Dallas BBQ's, think of it as cheap Mexican food. And this is Blockheads I'm referring to. Cheap Mexican food with $3 margaritas, something called bulldogs, Mexican bulldogs, where you put a Corona flipped upside down inside that frozen slushy of pure alcohol and sugar. So I used to go there a lot with my friends, especially coming out of nonprofit work, my first jobs out of my career, that would be our happy hour place. So I met a girl on a website. I don't even know if it's still there. It probably is. It's called mijente.com, Spanish for mypeople.com. There were plenty in college of those types of websites. I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but the first two that spring out are Mijente and Black Planet. Those were websites where they weren't necessarily for dating, but it was one of those things where you would interact with people. There's actually one person now I know through Mijente that I met many, 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 many moons ago who I still consider an acquaintance at the very least, who I met through there. But I met a young woman, and I was living in Manhattan at the time. I had just come back from graduate school. I was living temporarily with my parents until I was able to get my own place again after that. So what wound up happening was I met a woman on Mijente.com, and we hit it off. And remember, kids, you know, Damien's in his 40s. This was definitely when Damian was about 26, 27, when this bad date happened. Ooh, because we're going to get to it. So I met this woman and we were going back and forth, and I didn't have the confidence in myself then that I do now. So I decided to go on a date with this girl because I wanted to be a good person as opposed to just saying, nope, you're not my type. But I decided to give her a chance anyway. And man, do it. I don't regret it because it's hilarious. But again, let me set the scene for you. So we decide that I was going to meet her at Blockheads Burrito because one, cheap. Let's be real. It was cheap. Number two, it was one of those things where I really just wanted to get to know a person at a low key. And we both worked in the city or close enough to it where we could meet up after work or at least go home, change and come back. So I meet her, right? We sit down in Blockheads and, you know, I give her a hug. You know, mind you, we've spoken before this, so it's not as if it's the first time I'm seeing her. It's not the first time I'm hearing her voice because we had spoken on the telephone prior to that. She sits down. I sit down. Waiter comes over. Hey, do you want drinks? Sure. I'll get one of those Mexican Bulldogs with the cheap tequila, because now that I'm older, I know the value of better booze. But back then it was more, I just want to drink for the effect. Mind you, I never get sloppy on dates. I tend to just loosen up, especially back then, because I was really nervous going on dates back then. So think of it as just relaxing the body, right? Cool. So she orders her drink. I order mine. We put our food order in. Now, these blockhead drinks, if you've ever been to Dallas BBQ's Texas size, it's probably the size of maybe two drinks in one, two frozen margaritas in one. So this was similar, but this also had, as I stated, a double shot included in it, as well as a Corona that was flipped upside down inside the drink. So I order the food. You know, we're waiting for the food to come. The chips and salsa are there. Now, I go in on some chips and salsa. That's just kind of how I do. Mind you, the restaurant wasn't overly packed, but enough where I had to lean in to talk to her and vice versa. So we're drinking, we're talking, conversing, whatnot. And then I turn around. I just realized that she had finished her drink, the first drink, probably in 5 minutes. Now, I understand people being nervous. As I just said, I have a tendency on first dates to be nervous when I was younger. So I understand trying to take the edge off. But when I tell you she woofed that down as if she was a garbage disposal, that was something I never thought I would have seen, because these were not tiny drinks and these were frozen margaritas with beer flipped up in it with an extra shot of God knows what bootleg liquor was used in it. But she finished it and she wanted another one. Now, I thought to myself, oh, I pray that this woman has had food before we got here, because she's not even eating the chips and the salsa. She got another drink. I said, cool, why not? You know, I'll get a second one too. I won't make her feel bad. I didn't finish my drink as fast as she did. But I told her, I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, get another drink and I'll catch up. Because she felt bad about wolfing hers down. Cool, benefit of the doubt. I go to the bathroom, I come right back. The drink is gone. Her drink is finished. My drink is still half done. Her drink is finished. She's finished two of these margaritas with the extra shot and the beer flipped up in it. She's finished them before the food even gets there. So I know some of you listening right now are probably thinking, what is Damien going to do now? Because this sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. And let me tell you, it is. It was, and it's still in the front of my frontal lobe, and I'm thinking, oh man, even now as I think about it, this was not smart on both of our counts. So, food hasn't come. You could tell she's already a little loose with the lip because she's slurring her words rather heavily. And then the infamous words that have ever always etched in my brain have come out of her mouth. She goes, "Sell," and I'm paraphrasing here a little bit with the vocal tone. "Sell, when are you gonna take me home? Oh, are you not having a good time? Like, if you want to go, I don't worry about it. I'm not gonna take it personally. Remind you all, the food hasn't come yet. I'm still waiting on the food. So this is no more than maybe a 20-minute wait because the restaurant's relatively packed. And again, this is back maybe 13, 14 years ago. Yeah, about 13, 14 years ago. So she says what she says. And I go, all right, cool. You know, if you want to go, that's fine. You can take off. No harm, no foul. She goes, now, when are you going to take me to your home? Well, okay, that's forward. I said, honestly, I'm enjoying my time with you. And mind you, I know I stated I was temporarily staying with my parents, but I could have got a hotel room just in case. I don't think I was going to do some grimy shit. She lived alone, or I could have gotten a hotel room. So it's nothing like that weird. But I tell her, I was like, listen, I'm actually enjoying my time talking to you, because remember, we had built rapport up to this point. So it wasn't as if this is a blind date and I had never seen her before. And it's just funny because she is adamant. She is very adamant about going home with me. And then I keep kind of pushing it off and pushing it off. And I'm thinking, no, I just want to enjoy my food, you know, converse with you and have decent human interactions with you. I had no interest at this point in kissing or hooking up with her. So maybe I should have just pulled the trigger and said, you're not my type right then and there. But I wanted to be a gentleman of the deal. Stupid, I know. Damien now would never have done that. But I digress. So I stop the pressure and we just start talking again. I said, hey, let's just talk and enjoy, you know, the food will come. And I'm thinking maybe if she gets food in her system, it'll be fine. And then maybe not even 10 minutes later, the food is about to show up. She literally puts her water down, slams it down and says, oh, come on, Damien. You know you want to fuck me. Just like that. Just like that. She came out and said, you know you want to fuck me. And I said, well, no, actually I don't, but I appreciate you being ballsy enough to assume that. And then she started to get more belligerent. The next words out of her mouth will forever again live in infamy in my brain. She goes, so what's the problem? Are you gay or what? Why won't you sleep with me? Are you gay? If you know me, you know that that's always been a weird thing that women have accused me of when I was younger. I guess the women I attracted back then weren't used to a guy who, well, similar to who I am now, just a little bit more edge, who was actually a decent human, but she thought I was gay because I wasn't about to lead with my dick, to quote my friend Topher. And I said, no, I'm not gay, just not interested. But if you keep this up, I'm gonna leave you here right now. So please don't test me. So at this point, I'm already annoyed. I'm about to walk. I said, nope, I don't want to leave a drunk woman alone because that's going to suck. That's going to be on my conscience. So I decided to stick it out. 20 minutes later, food's there sitting. None of us are eating because I'm no longer hungry. And she wanted to get another drink. She goes, don't worry, I'll pay for it myself. And I said, okay, cool. You do you, man. I'm not paying for this one. And she took a shot. And 10 minutes later, she again says, I want you to fuck me. Let's go to the bathroom right now and do it. I kid you not, I gave a sign to the waiter. I went to the bathroom, or I pretended to go to the bathroom. Now, there's not a lot of leeway to get from the table to the bathroom. It's a really hole-in-the-wall style bathroom, but the waiter knew something was up. So he pulled me aside toward like where the staff is. And he goes, are you okay? I said, no. I said, she's sexually harassing me. I'm about to leave her here. I said, I'm going to pay my half of the bill, but she's on her own. And then he felt bad. So he paid, or he said, don't worry about it. You know, we'll just write it off and, you know, no charge because she's being belligerent. And now she's annoying not only you, but the customers. Cool. And we're going to ask her to leave. Perfect. Great. So I decide to put her in a cab. I put her in a cab because I'm, again, 27 and dumb. And I said, okay, I'm going to put this girl in the cab because I was about to walk out. This girl has literally tried to throw herself at me. She has challenged my sexuality. She has done the proverbial challenge of my manhood, and then she couldn't take no for an answer. Because, you know, even men get to say no every so often. So I put her in a cab, told the cab driver, look, she's not, and this is where I messed up. I should have at least made sure that the cab driver was trustworthy enough to take her home, but it worked out. She got home. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say I initially walked out, but I felt bad and I came back. Yep. And that's why I put her in the cab. But the funny part is that 2 days later, I get a phone call from the woman saying she had a wonderful time and that she couldn't wait to see me again. And I tell you, man, the first words out of my mouth were you on the same date that I was on? Because there is no way in hell you and I were on the same date. Do you recall anything that you did? Do you recall how you behaved? What you said? Things of that nature. And she said, yeah, I said I wanted to have sex with you and you made me wait, and I find that to be incredibly attractive. Yep, that is what your boy had to deal with that night, and then 2 days later, and then I just had to pull the trigger and say, hey, I'm not interested, you're not my type, let's keep it moving, nice knowing you, have a good life. That, my friends, is 1A. There's a 1B second worst date. And I've talked about it on air a few times, but I'm just going to leave it there because that's what the person wanted me to talk about. That is my worst date ever. Again, she got drunk before the food even got there. She got wasted to the point of saying she wanted to go home with me. Then she got wasted to the point and when she called me a homosexual because I wouldn't sleep with her because I was not interested. And then she proceeded to get belligerent at the restaurant. She was asked to leave. I left her there, felt guilty, came back, put her in a cab. 2 days later, she calls me back to say she had a wonderful time and she couldn't wait to talk to me and see me again, for me to hit her with the, I'm not interested. So you let me know, is that something that people have gone through? Is that one of your worst first date stories that you want to share? Please feel free to reach out to me on social media at Damian G Show on Twitter, DamianGShow@gmail.com. If you have any topics that you want me to talk about, may not even have to be a paid promotion, but I just wanted to do this for the person in question because they are the ones that wanted to know what was my worst first date. And on that note, my friends, this is Damian G Daily. Thank you for listening. I love you all. And without you, there is no us. Yeah.